The Gemara in Pesachim that I asked you to see, the first line of the Maram HaKamas, Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, talks about preparing a Korban Pesach. Ki Tzliyesh. Korban Pesach has to be Tzliyesh, and the Gemara explains with Tzliyesh, V'lo Tzli, Ayidei Dover Acher. The sole source of heat for the Korban Pesach has to be Tzliyesh, fire. So you roast it on the fire. There's only one problem. It's impossible for since Isaac Newton got in the way with the law of gravity, you can't just have a piece of carbon paper hanging in the air over a fire. Something has to hold it up. What? Where? Who? So, you know, you ever see barbecue chicken? You ever see all those? They have these mozzons, they have these barbecue chickens going around and around. You know, you go there on Friday, smells delicious, right? Thank you. Really. Good. So there's Kate at Solon as a Pesach. Revian Shmud Shel Rimo. Okay? Says the Gemara, V'nei Shel Matches. Bring a metal spit. No. Aidi the Cham Mitzoso Cham Kulo. So, we all know what this means. This means that metal is a very excellent conductor of heat. We all know that ourselves. V'komat V'machmas HaShmud. What this means is that the Korban Pesach is going to end up being roasted because of the piece of metal that's on the outside of the Korban Pesach, because it warmed up, even though it's not directly on the fire. For Achmona Amar, Tzliyesh, V'lo Tzli Machmas Dover Acher. Atka, this is what says in the Gemara. Okay, this is the Gemara. Now we have to see what Rashi says. Rashi is very important. On the Mishnah, Rashi tells us something very important. So we'll be patient. No. Oh. Okay. Lo al shbud shel barzel, kedem mefarsh b'gemara, shamateches kshemischame miktoso, mischameim kulo, v'nitzla ha-pesach mechom ha-shbud shebisocho, Shapnimi mischameim. What does pnimi mean? The part of the shpud, the spit, which is within, which is surrounded totally by the Korban Pesach, it itself will become hot. Ayadei ktsoso hachitzo will be warmed up by the hot part of the metal, which is on the outside, which extends beyond the Korban Pesach. Vahavale pesach tzimach asdavar acher. The Torah says tzliyesh. So I get the impression from Rashi, he doesn't spell it out. Look, and if you have a different shpud from a different material, it's still going to get hot. So the answer presumably is, look, lo nitna torah malachi asharis. You can't just have the Pesach hanging in the air. So there has to be something inside which is holding it. And even though that may get somewhat hot, that's still labeled as sliyesh, because when the Torah HaKadosh had Tzliyesh, it meant Tzliyesh with something within the cavity of the Korban Pesach holding it up. There's no alternative. And although that piece of wood will extend beyond the Korban Pesach, it can't Yevshel Tzam say, but that's not hot. Or if it's a little hot, that extension is not going to turn back and reheat the wood inside, because that's getting heat directly from the fire. Only metal is unique, because it conducts heat so well, so it's going to get heat-to-heat transfer back and forth. It's going to be hot here. It's also going to get hot. This is going to heat up this. This is going to heat up that. They're going to heat each other up. That's the problem. For which reason you may not use a metal spit to for the Korban Pesach. Ad kan rabosai, my understanding of the Gemara and the Rashi. Does it have anything to do with Shulchan Aruch, with Yoredeya? This is the only place where it's found. Only place where it's found. Sugim Pesach. So now we go back to our favorite topic. When we learned that Tov Govar Rabosai, I was almost like a lone ranger trying to advocate for a position that even though Tov Govar, there's still only absorption when there is a heat to the level of Yatzo Letusbo. I ran into a lot of opposition in my position, but I still had a few allies here and there. And I wanted to say the same thing, was picking up where we left off with respect to Chametzoso Cham Kulo. Why? Because in this case of the Gemara Pesachim, it's clear as day that the entire Shpud is hot, much too hot to touch. What, are you kidding? It's on a fire. The part of the spit that's within the cavity of the Karma Pesach is too hot to touch, and the part that extends beyond is also too hot to touch. So as far as we know, in Shas Babli, Cham Iktsosu Cham Kulo only was said in a situation in which every single part of the Shpud is too hot to touch. Above, Yad, Soledes, Bo. There's no source in Shas, to my knowledge, that Cham Iktsosu Cham Kulo would apply in a case in which the other portion that we're trying to apply the status of Cham to is less than Yad Soledes Bo. Nonetheless, if you look at the poskim, they seem to say, yeah, Cham Kulo, we'll see soon a particular example, Cham Kulo applies, Cham Kulo, even if it's less than Yad Soledes Bo. So guess what? If you have a Bari HaShulchan, he doesn't disappoint, right over here in discussing this matter, Sivkotin Yud Gimel, Simen Tzadi Dalet, end of Sivkotin Yud Gimel, which those who have the Bari HaShulchan in front of them can find Sivkotin Yud Gimel on page Resh Mem Aleph. Towards the end of Yud Gimel, he says as follows. Since heat conducts, metal conducts heat very well, it's Mischamim Kulo. Lachain, according to one opinion, we'll see that in the coming to the Shulchan Aruch in a minute, it works even lahaflit ulahavliya b'chol akli, kilo haya kulo chamamish, even though it's not hot, it's treated as if it is hot, even though it's not hot. I know it's not hot. On the roam, she'ochazo biyado, he's holding it. If you hold it in your hands, how hot can it be already? We won't answer that question right now. I could be wearing gloves, whatever, maybe. That's his assumption. Brackets. V'dugma lekach. Where do you find a precedent for this? Even though it's cold, it's treated as hot. You got it. Son of the tocham, the kaimelon tato govar, lavliya b'tzonein lehafta mimenu, hafal gav shatzonein atzmo, nishar b'kri ruso. Who's the source? Kemoshen is bar b'simon sari aleph, chabeith. We thought that wasn't correct either. So the campaign continues, Rebos. I'm a rear guard, very lonely campaign. That was against me, it seems, over here too. What can I do? I'm just telling you what I think. But the truth is, open up your regular Shulchan Aruch. Please open it up. And I think I may have an ally here, maybe. We're looking for allies wherever we can find them. There's so many opponents. We'll take any ally we can find, and maybe you can help me track down the original source. I don't have the safe in my possession. But the Pisrei Tshuva on the Maram HaKomos, Pisrei Tshuva, line 2, end of Sivkot and Aleph. No, take that back. Pisrei Tshuva, Sivkot and Gimel. I'm sorry. Sivkot and Gimel. Oh. He says as follows. It's a discussion of how far you apply the principle of Cham Iktsosu Cham Kulo, which we'll get to momentarily. But what interests me in this rather lengthy Pisrei Tshuva, Sivkotan Gimel, is the following line. Just a little issue here in Sivkotan Gimel, where he quotes his grandfather or ancestor, the Ponim Meirus, towards the end. Ayin B'tshuvas Aleph Aleph Zayin. Is that Doni Avi Zakeni? I'm not sure if it's literally his grandfather or, great-great-grandfather. I don't know. You can look it up probably in the proper sources. Chelik Aleph Simen Pei Gimel Sheherech Binyan Zeh Vehelo Tehecho Dehein Kol Akli Cham Sheyatza Let Us Bo Lo Arminon Cham Iktsosu Cham Kulo Kemotzei Shalol Rav. I like the comparison of the Bari HaShulchan, but I want to go the other way. Just as the Ponim Meirus said, you don't apply Cham Iktsosu Cham Kulo, if it doesn't reach out, so let us know. I want to say the same thing is true of Tatar Gova. Could you get me Panamiris? You get it? It's on Bar-Ilan?
It's linked on it.
So how do I... it's linked?
Yeah, linked on
the show. Oh. Yeah, on the show. Let's see. So I'm not sure it's faster to link it or faster to... You can get it directly. So you can, either way you want to get it. Either you can get it from a link from the Pesach Teshuva, or you can go straight directly to Shut Panamiris, Chelik Alas and the Pei Gimel.
It's labeled
Shut.
But it certainly should. Panamiris. It's alphabetical. Panamiris, you know, is the main street in Matastov. Everyone know about that? Anyone familiar with Matastov in Eretz Yerushalayim? Never been there? Who's ever set foot in Matastov? So, what's the main street? You never know? Panamiris, the main street, it's Panamiris. I think it's from it's Chassam Sova's family, I don't know, it's whatever. Pegimel?
Yeah.
You pressed
it?
Okay, it's coming. I says, Herrick, I haven't seen it yet. I confess, I should have looked it up myself. I don't have it in my house. I don't know how to get these things. I don't know how to do links to well enough. But you're teaching me. You're my rabbeim. While with here we go. Let's see if we can find. He first gives it a Gemara. So guys, I'm looking. You help me find the words Yatzel letters above. Okay, I'm asking you to all look. It says it's Herich. I'm trying to see it on the screen. I'm not finding it. Anyone see? Where is it?
It's
far down.
Yeah, there's a paragraph that
says Kosuatosos. The Kosuatosos.
Oh, you also changed the font.
I changed the font?
Yeah.
This is pretty long. Whoa, this keeps going forever.
It's far, but there are two places. Oh, here. Go to the last paragraph. He says,
"Ahadim lemilsa kamaisa lechdo bekitzer maide." Ahadim lemilsa kamaisa lechdo bekitzer. Hecha de'ein kolak licham sheyatzal letters bo poshut ubarer. The larmina chamek tzasa cham kulo. That's all. You said it. You want to look back early and tell me where it's found? I'm happy to look.
It
has to be. Yeah, he's recording himself. Search.
Exactly.
No. We saw it. We already saw it already in the last line. But we're spot. Okay, true enough. Yeah. It's the first place it's there?
Yeah.
How you know it's not further up?
Yeah, mine and I also did the same.
Okay.
It's right there.
Good. Let's take a look. Okay. Where is this Tosfos? I think it was a Tosfos in Zvachim Tzadivav. But let's see if. How can we search for Tosfos? The word it's here. I know the Tosfos. No, I just pressed. I didn't mean to do that. Where's the... Is he Tosfos anywhere? Let's first finish that. Where were we before? Turn to yellow.
Yeah.
That's it. He just says it. He's just assuming it based on the Tosfos. Let's get to the Tosfos. We're both saying how we get to Tosfos. It's Zvachim, right? Is that what it's called? That's the one, right? That's what he means. So how do I get? Let me get out of here. Talmud Bavli.
Oh,
I want to show the sheet of Tosfos inside. No, I want Tosfos. I want Talmud Bavli. Here.
Right.
Where? Here.
No.
Higher. Here. There. Probably, I'm getting places. I want Zvachim. Where's Zvachim? Zvachim.
I goofed. Tal Bavli again. I goofed something. Rachel. No. Sadi Rav. We're getting places slowly but surely. Sadi Rav. Is Sadi Rav?
Sadi Rav, yeah.
Alright, that's so good. Public base. Okay, links. We're getting places. I'm gradually learning. The Torah over here says somewhere. Here we go. We had this Torah in the last sugya, right? Torah says, "Ikshe mikzas kli al eishem mevashem ocham ushara kli tzonein." What are you talking about? Hello, mefaper bekule kli. And if it's Cham, yeah. So he's assuming is the Ponemiris. A Tosis makes no distinction between what it's made from, material it is. So Tosis assumes if it's not hot, you don't say Cham is also Cham cool. That's the source. Okay, so I'm now going backwards. The same way as we saw in the Bali Yashulchan said, the Cham is also Cham cool part of its cold. The same as Hatog Gavar. I want to say exactly the other way around. It's a Ponemiris, right? Based on the Tosis. Talk the same thing? But perhaps. This is the initial discussion. So now, on both sides, the Torah quotes the opinion of Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz. What did Rabbeinu Peretz say? I put a milk in a spoon and a pot of chicken soup, or vice versa. That's what Simon Sadi Dalet said that was all about. You need 60 times to be mevatlet. 60 times what? 60 times what? So the Rabbeinu Peretz in Hagos Smak says, depends what the kaf is made from. It's made from wood. 60 times whatever goes underneath the waterline. It's made from metal. 60 times the entire kaf. Why? Cham miktsoso cham kulo. And cham miktsoso cham kulo works so much as to even draw out whatever was balua in the top part of the kaf into the soup. Wow. Now we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch. We're going to start from the end. Sadi dalet sifal v'yesh mishomer. Shemakav shel matchis misharim v'kulo. Shem decham mektos v'cham kulo. Says the Ramah, svar v'shona ikar. We don't really paskin like the Rabbeinu Peretz. Is a sheet that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch v'yesh mishomer. We don't pass kind of way. Okay? But the two sheetahs are found over here in the Ramah, in the Shulchan Aruch rather, Simon Sadi Dalid, Sif Aleph. Good. What's the kula? I chamek tosacham kula. No. It's not enough to pull things out. To move. Chamek tosacham kula just means, if you look at the original source in Shas, all it means is that the inside part of the spit, which is heated up by the outside part. That's all it says. But the poskim say it may accomplish more than that, but what it will not accomplish is to pull blia out of the part which is not under the water through cham miktasa cham kulo into the part which is under the water. Rabbeinu Peretz says it does, and we poskim it does not. And this is relevant, Rabbosai, in the other opposite way. Can cham miktos or cham kulo have the taste spread, not pulled out, but pushed in? The two separate questions. It could be neither, both, or either one. Let's chazer again. We're talking here about cham miktos cham kulo to pull it out. Shulchan Aruch says, I both say, Shulchan Aruch the second day says yes, we've been to Peretz. And the first day it says, no, metal and wood are the same. Oh, what about the other way around, to push it in? So we have to look at the source, the Torah Sabbais. Can you give me Torah? Where's Torah Sabbais? What's that called? It's called Sifri Halacha? I don't remember where I found it. Looked here? Go here? What was Torah Sabbais? Sifri Halacha?
So there might be.
Yeah, where's Torah Sabbais? Guys, find it for me.
At the end.
Torah's Abayas. Torah's Abayas are Oruch. Shabayas Dalid. Shar Dalid, I believe it is. Now. Bayas Dalid, Shar Dalid talks about this. Okay, this is it. I need page Lamed Ches. They go by pages over here. Lamed Ches from both sides. Lamed Ches Omar Aleph. Whoever can find it for me, please quick. Lamed Gimel. Whoa, weird. Anybody? Lamed Ches Omar Aleph. Did I pass it? Yeah. You're asking, yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, but we'll see in the postgame that they have different opinions on this matter. Oh, Lamed Hamed, oh, it's still a way to go. Lamed Zion, so we're getting places. Oh, did I see it? Oh, I saw it. Here we go. Come, come, cool. Let's take a look. Come, the climatus, come, also, come, cool. Shaiister hanivla. Here it is. Mispashate for holech becholakli. Who could eat some impericates at soul? Now, that's not exactly so. Never says mispashate. There it just said that the hot part of the spit that's within the Korban Pesach is influenced by the hot part that's beyond the Pesach, the Korban. Doesn't say anything about Bliya going either going in or going out. To the Rashba assumes Rabbosai. What does he say? Mispashit Beholich. Rabbi Peretz assumed what? It pulls it out. And the Rashba says what? It pushes it in. You may say, okay, so it's double or nothing. If the Rashba and the Peretz are right, it pulls it out and pushes it in. If they're wrong, then neither. That's what I would have said. It's a double or nothing situation. That's what I would have said about this Nakuda. That's what I would have said. And as a result of that, Rabbi Osai, the Rashba says, watch this now. One second. I think it's somewhere here, but I'm not finding it right now. Let me go back to Talmud Bavli. Hold on. No, I want general Talmud Bavli. Oh, let me go here. So I'm taking a little extra time. Where's Pesachim? Is he Pesachim anywhere?
Yeah, Pesachim.
Where's Pesachim? Yeah, I was there before. Yeah, but let's go back. Pesachim. If I want to get a Rishon. Well, you know what? Let me get out of here. Let me get the riff of Mefarshim. Mefarshim riff? Where's it? Mefarshim about me? You showing it? Riff? Is riff here? Riff for Nosei Kalev? Good. Want the Ran? Ran. Good. Ran. Where's Pesachim? Pesachim. Daf Ches. He's on the Mar Mekomos, if I'm not mistaken. What does it say in the Mar Mekomos? Ran Pesachim? No? Not here?
Yeah.
Ches and Manalf. Watch this. This is what I asked you to see. This is related directly to our discussion. Ches and Manalf and the Ran. Whoa, what happened? Oh. Hani Sakini. Talks about knives, the kasha knives are both side for Pesach. Watch this. Look carefully now. Well, it talks about kasha, a knife, you have to kasha, the blade, you have to kasha, the handle. Alright? Watch this. Every word here is important. Umeha shaminon, shekli shel matris, shemishtamishin b'mitzoso, Kol shemachshirim mitzaso dayo. They use only part of the kli. It's not the kasha part of the kli. Kehechid arminon. Parzilayu, the blade, benura. You put the blade in fire, because it was used on the fire. V'chachamim v'zvachim, kli v'afilim mitzas kli. V'lo'amru kli v'lo'am mitzas kli, ele v'kotshim l'levad. So you can kasher, a part of a kli is good enough. Says the Ran, I doesn't then tzachim, kli shal matras cham mitzas cham kulo. Oh! And if the Rashba is right, so it pushes it in to the part of the kli that wasn't used, do you have to kasher that too? No. Hainu l'inyan tzliyaso shel pesach shelo yehi tzli machlas davar acher. That's all. Avalinin hechsher to kasher b'machsher also mixas shenishtamish bo sagi. Then the pressure from the Ran. No. No. Chamik tzoso doesn't push things in against the Rashba. V'acher, which means the Rashba amru. Okay, but the chamik tzoso, cham kulo, tzorach sheyachshir es kulo. You got to kasher everything because it all went into chamik tzoso, cham kulo. V'hocha ahagolah to the besolved over the lekatayos samchina. V'lo nehira. This is what the Ran says. The Ran fights with the Rashba. So Rabbah said, according to the Rashba, it gets in further. You have to kasher it separately. According to the Ran, it doesn't travel. Get the impression, again, if we're going to equate going in with going out, so the Ran will be at the first day over here in Sadi Dal and Aleph, and the Rashba will be at the second day, Rabbein Peretz. That's assuming you equate pushing in with pulling out. Everyone with me so far? There's a third possibility as far as that goal is concerned. Sure, it goes in, but you can still get it out through what principle? That world famous cardinal principle of Hagol. What's it called? Kibbalah Kachpolta. That is, Rabosai, the opinion of the Ra'ah. See Torah Sabayis, back there. Whoa. Are the links Torah Sabayis, I guess?
Yeah.
Bedek Habayis. Bedek Habayis. I guess it's also Lamed Ches. If you find Lamed Ches, let me know. Anybody? Lamed Hey. We passed it. I'm listening. We passed Lamed Ches? No, not yet. Yeah, what's
it? According to this, meaning it would go out also. It's just that you
right.
Can't kasher it. So meaning he does hold of the Razma that it goes in and
yeah, out. It goes in and goes out. Right.
And goes in,
goes
the
Razma
might hold this
draw. Oh, here we go. Watch this. Kayim olam l'cham mechtzoso cham kulo. V'nishtamash bo yisr b'mechtzoso. Harei kulo nesa k'nishtamash b'kulo. Uchshabolach, she's calling the Rashba now, I think. Maybe not. I think old Kosov, this is the Rashba. Uchshabolach, Shiro, I lost the place. Belibon lo dialo lo laben ad kreos and mitzvah shenishtamash bo b'yisr. Fisha'en lo liben maflet below. Ala mechala. Uchshabolach, k'day, also mitzvah lo dialo. Bekak shayyobol ishtamash bo b'heter. Yifor Yisrae, they also mitzvah. Shalhuchsha, shereicham mitzvahsocham kulo. Lo dialo ela believe in kulo. Ala bikdeva shomach, he makes a pshara. If it comes to Liban, the Rashba is right. Ala bikdeva shomatchis, shenishtamash bab isa bimiktosa. Dialo behechsha hagola, ad today also mixes. Why? The hagola hechsha platoi, ukebolo kachpoto, ukefapola komasha bola. How do you like that? So this is the famous Ra'ah. Is that Liban doesn't pull out, it burns it up. It burns it there, there's no kachpolto. There's no plate that burns it up in Komo. So if it came treif, it pushed in with chamek tzasel cham kulo, it won't come out, just burns it there. So therefore, then the Rashba would be correct, you have to kasher the entire kli. But if it's to Hagola, so kabbalah kachpolto. That's the third opinion of the Ra'ah. So that's chazer in the three opinions. According to the Ran, never gets in. According to the Rashba, it gets in, but doesn't come out to kasher the whole thing with Hagola. And according to the Ra'ah, it gets in, it comes out. Three separate opinions. There was three opinions as far as it's concerned. Yes, sir?
Wouldn't the Ran the Ran says that you need two separate hachshir.
The Ran says it doesn't go in. No, we just read the Ran, right? We read the Ran. It doesn't go in.
Right.
And the Rashba says it goes in, but it won't come out. Kabbalah Kach Polta. And the Ra'ah says, no, it goes in, comes out, Kabbalah Kach Polta. So now I ask you to see the Shulchan Aruch, to see how we paskin. And here gets a little tricky. Does, how many people have the green? Who has the green? Raise your hand if you have the green. You know what? Let's try to, should I put it on? You can be Shulchan Aruch is also one of the...
Rebbe, yeah. It wasn't pushed in with Hagala, so how could it be
Hagala?
It was pushed in with
Libra. Another shmooze, not for this many. It pushed in with Libra, it can maybe come out with Libra. Shulchan Aruch, Yerudea, Ilchus. Here we go, Kuf Bach. Take a look what it says. I believe it's, I think it's wrong. I'm not sure. We'll find out soon. Kli matris. Af al pi. She yesh omrim. She mishtamish bav isim b'mikzoso. Nes har kulo. Who's that? Who said it? Who's that? Come on. The Rajma. Mishum d'cham mikzoso cham kulo. Avol inyo lech shero. Lo olo lo hech shirat shiach she kulo. Whether ha golo ol imun. That's the Rajma shita. Ramoh. V'davkem nishtamesh b'kulo. Aval im yodua shto nishtamesh rak b'ktsoso kibolo kach polto. Got an impression there are most passing of all people, like whom? There are? Wow. Wow, that's unusual, no? That's unusual. So would appear on a simple level. So would appear. Again. So the Mechaber passes like the Kotz Tur, passes like the Rashba. Okay? Why did the Rashba not agree to the Ra'ah? So one of two reasons. Maybe it's a Suffolk. We're not sure. It's a Suffolk. We're not sure. That's a simple Pshat. But there's another Pshat. There's another Pshat, Rabbi Osai. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this, Rav Osai. They have links here. I put on. Let's see, what sif is this? 1 second, please. I'm trying to show you inside what it says. I'm trying to figure this thing out. Pick one and see what happens. Okay. Not let. I can't find what I'm looking for. Oh. Let's see if we can find it. I'm just going to pick a sif and try to get a link. Any links? Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is in Siman Tov Nun Aleph Rabosai Sif Katan Chav Dalet. Watch this. Larminon, watch this. Shemolech bliyoso bekulo, as it says in Yerodea, Simit Kufchav al Sivav in the Ramah. And he quotes Yisav Ehetter. Tzorech lahagil habes yad shel hamachmas. You got to kasher the handle of the pan. Umiyu niru du b'dievet en lochosh kol kach. Kolshken eitz poro shemregil lachniso kulo liyora. Shetzorech lahagilo, because he put the whole thing inside. Oh, that filu im loch nuchnisu hakayim la klisha nesem b'miktas tzorach hagola b'kulo. We just read that where in Yerodea kuf chaf aleph. V'im kaf nitcha b'miktas b'isra v'gila b'miktas v'tochva b'tamshal mutter. V'akaf tzorach hagilo shenis v'tochva kulo b'yora ad kan. V'nira li davka shetochva b'tamshal also miktas shehigil. He only put in the part that he kashli puts in. Af im tim talom asher mitchila pasha risa bekulawas is in yoredeya tzadi beis. Oh, mikomako lo arminan shemaflit. Watch this now. May also tzash lenitzchav. Hear what's going on? He splits. You saw it's Havah Atali, right? He splits. It goes in, but doesn't come out. It goes in, but doesn't come out. Mogan Avram. Now we go back to where we came from. What? Whoa. Where? What? Help me. I can't get my mouse to move where I want. There we go. Shulchan Aruch. Alright, this is Yoredeya, right? Now the links. Shach. Kuf Chof Aleph Rabosai. Shach Vov. Vov. Can't be. Let's start with Tezayim. Mashma afilu lo nishtamash Yisrael b'vitzoso lo olo lo hechshir ashiach shekulo uchadas ha-Rajbo. We saw this in the Shulchan Aruch, the Rajbo. We saw it quoted in the Ran, it's Acherim. Beis Yosef. Ulefizeh hoi olo lo harav, that's the Ramah that we saw before, lichta b'loshen v'yesh omrim dafka. The nishtamah the poligat. The Ramah's argument in the Mechaber. The Ramah's arguing the Mechaber. Because the Ramah says what? In Kasha only half. Kabbalah kach polto. Ela mishum, ein bedivri ha-shulchan, Mechaber b'shulchan aruch gufei hechreach, ve'evshe demayri, b'shenishtamash isa b'kulo. Maybe it all went in? That's why you have to kasha the whole thing. Kosa v'stam v'davka. Alright. V'chein daka b'kama makomus. V'da... That's what the Shach says. The Shach says. Now we have, okay, fine. That's a bit difficult. One second. Then he quotes as follows in Yud Zayin. The Rashba. Yaspik im yulaben chudosh ol sakin. I cham etoso cham kulo. V'yispashed ho iser b'kulo. But still, if you're not using that part, it's going to be okay. We get the impression. Nishtamesh bo aileo ur osu. Mishim techam etzosu cham kulo. Arminan lesser. Avalo le'inyan hechsher. That's the Rashba Shita. The Rashba Shita. It goes in, it doesn't come out. But the Torah is like the Ra'ah. And he quotes the Ra'ah verbatim. We just saw the Ra'ah. Right? If you kasha b'libun, you don't say it doesn't pull it out. It doesn't maflit. And the mechalet burns it up. Ukshe mechalet ad kedei also mitzas. Lo dialo bekach. But he says, but if it's through hagolah, what's that, Rosh HaTevis? What's that? What is it? Nu? Kebolo kach polto. Ukfa pola kloma shebola. Ad kan, that's the tour of a rush. That's the tour, and the rush is talking about libun. This is what he says. Oh. One second. Well, watch this. This is a big dochak. Now, watch this. This is what I want you to see. Well, if he's there, Gamor Rav, who's the Rav? When the Shach says a Rav, what does he mean? The Ramah. Those, by the way, some of you can see it. If you don't look on the screen, you have it in front of you. The green is Kuf Chaval Sifkon Yudayim. Gam Rav, the cost of Tamo. Watch this. Shem the Kabbalah Kach Polto. Efshe the Mode Belibun. Afal Pish Lo Nishtamesh Isur Ayadeh Ur Elamik Miktoso Tzorach Libun Bekulo. The Loka Ataz the Aterazov is Lavush. Hichlis b'divri Rav k'shem magi lo malam and amixes kosher the kabbalah kach polto. So he's trying to say that the Ramah didn't really mean what he seemed to say. The Ramah said kabbalah kach polto. He might agree by libun, even though Rabosai, he used b'mikzoso, he leave him b'kulo. Hold on, not finished yet. Miu, here, this is important. This is very long. Kozel esvarasa, the afal gavlo nishtame she'isla b'mikzas mimikzas. Mifapas ablio, I had a halechus bioser, b'chadeshirish tatashmish, more than he used. Well, if he's there, I feel a dasar of a siyoso. This kasha b'hagola b'mikzoso, and the shtamish b'hetter kodam ha'agola, but also mikzas, shon the shtamish b'hoyeser, hari ha'hetter nesa. Oh, this is the Rosh Shita. It went in all the way, and it comes out all the way. But if, Rabosai, you use it, you use the bottom half and the top half before you kashrut it touches kosher food, the kosher food becomes treif because the top half absorbed the treif of food. Watch this, watch. Aval Maharam Matz. Who is the Maharam Matz? I think Matz stands for Moritz Tzedek, no? No, that's what usually stands for. They call it a Moitz today. Moritz Tzedek, no? Or Dynamo or Dumitz. Matz, I think it's after. You look it up on your internet. Who's the Maharam Matz? I don't know. Wrote a tshuva, in which he wrote as follows. And here's going to be, I'm very upset with what he's going to say. I'll be honest and tell you in advance. But we can't suppress it. We have to show the truth. Isur shenofel halakdei rebemokom echod. Ein sarach hagola bekulo. Ki chenom harosh. Ha'leminacham b'tzatzacham kulo. Haino dafkol inyin zeh. To be clean, as a chab, Rosh Echad, for not follow Isa, Rosh Hashani. Watch this now. Half is hot, and the other half touches the Isa. Linyanze Mahani, Chamitzoso, Chamkulo, Shegorem, Chamimoso, Li Isa, Li Bola, Rosh Hashani. Pasha tried saying, against what we said, half is hot and half is cold, even the cold. Again, kipshuto, even the cold is going to absorb. Avalomahani, shem nofal ha'isur mitzad echad, shem ispashit mitzad hasheni. Atka? What did Maramat say? It doesn't push in. Who said it did push in? What's his name? The Magen Avraham, right? And presumably the Rashba. It does push in. The Maramat says it does not push in. It does not push in. Bach quotes him, we don't pass in that way, we pass like the Rashba. Rope poskin. It does push in. Vleodati minole, says the Shach against the Bach. Ad Rabba, that's Rope poskin, Mara Matz. Vachi Kaimalon, Ukemosh Avar, the Maram Matz is right. It does not push in. He quotes the Marashal, Mara Matz, Bal Horo, Hoyamina Gdolim Achroinim. Vachenir Lehikar, below Kedemir Rashba, who holds Nesa Kulo, Tlo Nesa Malkam Nefiloso, and he says, "Look at Simon Sadi Dalid. Watch this. Kav Shal Matzah Shenitcha BeKedera, Ain Tzorch LeShara LeKedegan Mashen Nitcha, below Kedegan Kol Akaf." What does that mean? That means it doesn't pull out. Right? Isn't that what he's saying? Isn't that what he's saying? Doesn't pull out. So far, he's assuming that pulling, so far, pushing in and pulling out, the same thing, if I read it correctly so far. Watch. Quotes all the posts can hold this way. Afa gav the chametzoso chamkulo, amrina the holech liyoso bekulo, maramatz. It goes in all the way. Wait a minute, we pass that doesn't come out all the way. Goes to a whole discussion. Wants to distinguish Bishl is not molech, on fire it is molech. He's a veheter. The Kitzur Nimitz, I don't have time to read the whole thing right now, but you'll find after all is said and done that there could be an opposite machlokes, perhaps, between the Magen Avraham and the Shach. What about, we read about Rav Farish himself. What did he say? Which way did he distinguish? Who remembers?
Goes in.
Goes in, doesn't come out. The shach may hold, mamash other way around. It goes out, but doesn't go in. I can't explain it to LP science. I mean, it's metal conducts heat, this I know. Why it should go this way, not that way, or that way, not this way. I do not know. Now, the Magen Avraham was bothered. Let's go back to the Magen Avraham one more time, okay? We will find him. Yeah, Magen Avraham, it's here. I just gotta get my mouse to go there. Please, get rid of the way. What happened? I want Magen Avraham himself. Get me on links. Oh, this is just okay. What Sifkat was it? Chav Dalet. Watch this. As it says in your Deis and Kuf Chaf Aleph Sivav Dak Emotion. He asks the following question. He quotes it, your dad Simon Sadi Bey said, hey, oh, we know that. Tipas Cholov, Shenafel Akadera. So, what's bothering the Magen Avraham? The Magen Avraham is bothered by something. Why in Simon Sadi Bey's Sifhei, if we don't pass it, Rabbeinu Peretz? What did Rabbeinu Peretz say? Rabbeinu Peretz said, Rabbosai, that if you put a kaf in, it's made of metal, it pulls it out. We don't pass it that way. So if it doesn't pull it out, why do we assume in Sadi Bey say that it goes in? So what's the answer, Abosai? Pashtus. It will go, again, how did we say it before? It will go in, but won't come out? Huh? Who said that? Magen Avraham. It'll go in, but it won't come out. There are many parents we don't paskin like, means it won't come out. But inside the base of heavy paskin, that it goes in. That's the Magen Avraham's distinction. We saw it before, we're seeing it again now. All the other achronim who asked this kasha give their own teretz. Rabbi, also, why don't we take a look ourselves? We're going to find this over here. Let me show you, we have links. Can links include a Rabbi Akiva Eger? Would that be included in links on the Magen Avraham? Back to Shulchan Aruch. Whoa. Links. Where's Rabbi Akiva Eger? Is he here? No Rabbi Akiva Eger? What? Yeah, that's what I want. Is there a Bekivik on the Magen Avraham? Should I press Magen Avraham? We tried that before. One more time. I'm on the Magen Avraham, pressing links on Magen Avraham.
Links and Parshanah.
Links to what?
Parshanah.
They have a few things there. Oh, well, hold on. I'm back in the Shulchan Aruch. Hold on. I'm on that segment. And then press links. I couldn't find it, though. That was my problem. It's not here. Ah, chutzpah. Whatever it is. If you look there, he has the following teretz, which is said by others as well. If you may be able to find one of the others. Hold on a second. Why don't you take a look over here now? Simon Chavez Das, open the Shulchan Aruch. We have to keep my time with the screen. Let's look at books. Chavez Das, Simon Sadi Beis, Sivkot and Tezayin. This everybody has. Back to the books. Chavez Das, Simon Sadi Beis, Sivkot and Tezayin. Watch this. Here it is. The quote of Tosfos is Zvachim Tzadi Vav that we saw. Davka kshaktei racham kula arminon demefapeh b'chol akadeira. We read that. Aval kshemiksa sakadeira kar eino mefapeh b'kula. V'humitam decham miktoso lo cham kulo. What do you say? Kemesimen tzadi dalid demar b'miksa sakli kar lo arminon decham kulo. Masha ein kein hocha demar b'kli kulo cham. So far so good, right? So we're right. You don't tell you when it's cold. Sounds like we're right, right? Patience. Simin Sari Dal. The Ain Tzorach Shishim. Rak Neged Masha Nitchav. Because we paskin against the Rabbeinu Peretz. That's Ikur Deo. Mehocha. The Misap Kinon. Ibishel mefapea b'chol akli u'mechalik. After bishel mefapea b'chol akli, hanad mavliya b'chol akli. Avim mikol makom eino maflit b'mashal lemad. That's the Mogadim Rav's teretz. Ve'eino mechalik klal ben kli cham kulo l'kli shecham ektoso. So he thinks, Rabbi Osai, that the Mogadim Avram is wrong. That the real answer is, it depends if it's hot or if it's cold. The problem is, you get an impression from the Chavos Das that there is a measure of Cham Miktoso, Cham Kulo, even if it's cold. However, it seems to me that the Mogen Avraham rejects that because the Mogen Avraham holds that if it's Cham Miktoso, Cham Kulo, if it's not hot, you don't even begin to say Cham Miktoso Cham Kulo. In other words, the Chavos Das is implying that if it's cold, well then we don't say that it is, you know, Mafshin and Mavliya. They want to equate pushing in with pulling out. So pushing in and pulling out are equated against the Mogen Avraham. So what's Takana Din? Well, if it's hot, it'll go in and out. And if it's cold, it'll go neither in or out. But you will still say Cham Miktoso Cham Kulo. In principle. And we thought you don't even say it at all. So I'm saying the reason the Mogen Avraham rejected the Chavos Das is because he holds like me. There's no such thing. I want to show you this again a little bit different guise, a little bit different way. If you look in the Pischei Tshuva, Rabbi Osai, we saw at the beginning, in Sivkot and Gimel, at the beginning. Our Simon, Tzadi Dalet, the beginning, we saw the end of Gimel. See the beginning of Gimel. Sadi Dalet, the beginning of Gimel, the Pischei Tshuva. Afal gav the Cham Miktoso Cham Kulo. Haino levloa, avalo lifloat. Isn't that, who said that? That's the Mogen Avraham, right? It's bolet, it pushes in, it doesn't pull out. That's what he says, it's quoted right away on the page.
Ela the gam le inyan livloa lo arminon cham kulo the eno molech bilioso bekulo v'chein kosev the kamon kufchav aleph yud zayin to ikad kamaram meil meil tzedek, that's maram mat maram meil tzedek the cham kulo hainu le inyan di makli nasacham berosh echod. Even though probably it's cold. That's what we weren't happy about that. Avaloma hani shem nafal isa barosh echod shem ispashit b'tzad hasheni. For the chayin, and the shtamish hetem b'miksa sa'acher mutter b'di'evet. This is what the Pischei Tshuva is quoting Rabosai in Simon Kuf in Simon Sadi Dalid Sif Katan Gimel. Oh. Now the question of course becomes, is everybody accept this or not? Do we or don't we accept this distinction? Rabosai, Simon Sadi Beis. Simon Sadi Beis. Let's turn back there. We just came from there. We had a whole pchina on it. Let's go back to Sif Hei. And we saw that quarter before. I'm asking you a question, Rabosai. A simple question. Tipa Schor Shnafel HaKedera. What is the Kedera made from? What is the Kedera made from? Anybody know? Doesn't say. Doesn't say. So Kiveger assumes, again, I can't show it to you, it's referred to Kli Cheres. Kli Cheres. There's no Cham Mektos or Cham Kula. So it must be actually hot. Again, he's also assuming that it would apply if it's cold, but only by metal, not by Cheres. So it's hot. Seems to me, according to the Mogan Avram, if it's cold, you don't say Cham Mektos or Cham Kula at all. If it's hot, he distinguishes between, it goes in, but doesn't come out. Yeah. Of course, the question becomes, Rabosai, but the Ramah is a problem, Rabosai. The Ramah over here in Simon Sadi Dalit. He paskins, we just read it. He paskins, it doesn't come out. Right? Rabbi Peretz is rejected. Sadi Dalit Aleph. Svar Rishona Iker against the Yesh Misha Omer De Makaf Shal Matchas Mesharim Bekulo Shem Decham Bekulo Shem Kulo. We paskin, it doesn't come out. But in Kuf Chaf Aleph, he said what? Kibolo Kach Polto. Means it does come out. Tremendous Kasha. Tremendous Kasha. A stira. And the Ramah. So the Shach gave a Dochak Teretz. What he really means is, it neither goes in, nor comes out. Wow. Let's take a look again. We were in Kuf Chaf Aleph before. Go back there one more time. Where are we? How do I get? Whoa, what did I just do? How do I get back? I'm out? I'm lost? Help me. What did I just press? Can you get me back to where I was? I have to start from scratch. What did I just do? I'm stuck. Yeah. Let me go to Shulchan Aruch.
Sure. You have to go to browse first.
Why can't?
This is a search.
I can't do it?
Go to browse.
Click browse?
Yeah.
So back to Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch. You have the green book, you don't need me. Open the Kuf Chaf Aleph. Sivav, I think it was. Watch the Ramah over here. Ramah over here says, in Sivav, Abel Yodua Shonishtamash Hakim Mitzoso, Kibolo Kachbolto! It does come out through Cham Mitzoso Kamkulo, Klimachas. But then the Ramah himself isn't he the one? Isn't he the one? What did he say, the Ramah? The Ramah is the one who said, No, right over here in Sariyad Dalaf, it doesn't come out. It's Stephen Ramah. A steer in the Ramah. This is bad news. Let's try this. This may be the Gra. I'm looking for this. Is this the Gra maybe? Who wants to give a guess if this is the Gra? Let's take a chance. No, got the Shach. I don't want that. How do I get out of there? Uh-huh. Back here. Second. Is it no? Maybe this is the Gra. Try this. Bira Gra. Use that. Whoa, hold up. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Can you really explain the question one time?
Sure. There are more in Sadi Dalas if Aleph passes against Rabbeinu and parents. That means Cham Mektos or Cham Kulo does not pull anything out. If I put a hot ladle in,
I need 60 tons of what came in, and not the part that's out above the waterline. But in Kuf Chaf Aleph Vav, we just saw the Ramah. Kibola Kach Polto. What does that mean? What? I put in part of it. I cashed part of it. By cashing part of it, pulled everything out. It's an out and out contradiction.
Everything
out. Kibola Kach Polto.
Of course, the shot is not Polay on the other part anyway.
Oh.
So it's only pulling.
Watch this. Kamash Kazim is welcome to Adivov. Mash Madavka should be Shabbat Mikzasa. Oh, watch this. The long rena on Kham Mikzasa. It doesn't pull out. It doesn't pull out. It doesn't go in. No. Vlokosav Khan Kibola Kachpolto. Ela le ravcha de milsa afli eshomrim. The Vilna Gaon says, don't take the Ramah at his word. Although he says, Kibola Kapoli doesn't mean it. The ravcha de milsa. What he really means is it doesn't go in. If it doesn't go in, it's no problem. You can argue in the Rashba for one of two reasons. Either like the Ran, it doesn't go in. Or like the Ra'o, it comes out. If you read the Ran, the Ramah kipshuto, or like the Ra'o, the Gaon says, no, holds like the Ran. It tells that the Ran is no steer. Goes neither in nor out. It's a little bit of doch in the lush of the Ramah. I'm the first to admit it, but the Vilna Gaon knew how to learn, you know? The Vilna Gaon says it. Oh. And now, let's go back to our own simon. Enough screens, let's look at books. Pischei Tshuva Rabbah say, end of Sivkot Nalf. End of Alf. Pischei Tshuva, the end of Alf, and Simon Sadi Dal. For ayin kreisi u plesis, with a little bracket that's on the Mamakomas from both sides, line number 2. Shekosa. Tetzorech l'shar neged chelik akaf sheikh l'tetoch ha-kadera afilu neged ma shalomalem en atavshel. Why? The cham machmas hevel ha-kadera. A different story. Right? It's Cham Machmas Hevel Hakdeira. Wow. Uvachavas Das Kosav Olav Hagam de Mashamachriach Zemitoch Machlokas Rashi Vari Simon Sadi Beis, which he spent so much time on. If it's half in and half out, it's all the way in. Ena Muchrach. Not necessarily correct. Nonetheless, Mikomakom Yishlahach Mir Kidvorov. Chavis Das wants to be Machmir like him. Wow. Oh. Now, here's an interesting question about this whole pilpul. If you turn to the Prima Gaudim, it's right in front of you, in Sivkot and Aleph. It's very long, but don't panic. It's the very end. Vida should be bold. Can you find it for me, please? Where's Vida? I had it before. Maybe it's... I see Veroy. Is there a word Vida here? Is there a Vida? In the Prima Gaudim Mishpat Zov, at the end of Sivkot Aleph. I thought I saw it say Vida. Maybe I'm not looking the right place.
It's not at the end, it's earlier.
In the middle? Where's the Vida in the middle? Oh, Vida. I can't find it. I see Hine. Vida. Oh. Here we go. He quotes the many poskim. Im tochav kaflik deb and mikzas toch lahach shekulam and neazeah. Umodina di imhoya haach shemein ablia kibola kach polto. Oh. He says. One second. I ain't crazy a place. Here we are.
Kotz bepshitus. Komashe bekdeira avshlo b'machal tzorech shishim. Kiri balatosis chulin tzadivav. Dechaticha chetze chutzerotev molech atam bekula im ahevel shesh bekdeira. Mash enken chutz bekdeira shein hevel. Above the, not above the water, above the pot line, there's no hevel. Hine, says the Heilige Prima Gada. Masha kosev raya mechaticha ein raya. Shekula cham, here we go. The piece of meat is certainly all hot. Sheyat soletetspo. Molech harota bekula. Afshabim ktosach utzerotev. Mash enken kaf kar. Shemiktosach utzerotev. Here's the Prima Gada beyond the shitoso. That it's cold. We couldn't believe it. But he says, it's cold. It's cold. So therefore the raya that he brought is absolutely no raya. The raya is no raya. Okay? But even though the raya is no raya, he still thinks that if the zeya rabosai, that it's going to go all the way up to the top of the pot level. The pot level. Okay, so that's a question which we don't really know the answer to. So now, Rabosai, we have one more source, but we don't have really time to go into it right now, and I'll give you a coming attractions. And that is the Shach, Rabosai, one Shach I asked you to see, the last, so I really wanted to finish this today, but I'm not finished. We have to start the last source on the first group of Makaros, which is the Shach, Simon Samach Tes Mem Dal. Those of the green one, you have it. Starts with Samach Tes. Those who don't, you'll get it, you'll borrow it, or we'll put it up on the screen, etc. tomorrow. But that's just to be the beginning of the Shir tomorrow. The main part of the Shir tomorrow is Simon Sadi Dalid Sif Beis. But to understand that, you have to look very carefully in the Mordechai, the first line, Tashma, the first part. And then the second Mokka, which is the Rosh, I'm sorry I can't read it, Perek Zion, Simon Lama Zion, this is a fairly short excerpt. It starts V'chiyai Gavna, and ends V'chiyai Gavna. It's a few lines in between. Then we'll try to see this Shulchan Aruch, Siv Beis, with the Shach and the Chavaz Das, and you'll see some of the same themes echoed in Sadi Ches, Siv Dal, and Hey, but see out of the Shema tomorrow, we'll discuss this in the Shir. Okay.